Dancing with Myself by Smut Junkie, read by Petika. Summary: Anton enjoys a private moment, inspired by Billy Idol. God, he looks good. Anton stood in front of the full-length mirror, taking himself in. Long, lean limbs, pale, perfect skin, scattered with freckles. His abs? Fuck. God knew he was working for them, and here they were, arrayed in rippling symmetry from his pecs to the nest of curls at the base of his erection. Beautiful. Up and up his sculpted throat to the hard angles of his face. Stubborn chin, tiny, smirking mouth, and cool gray eyes framed on either side by his dramatic cheekbones. He traced a finger down each one, following the lines of his bone structure up to his temples, where it disappeared into honey golden curls. Shit, he whispered. He knew this was unbearably narcissistic of him, that it wasn't normal for people to get entranced by their own reflections on the way out of the shower. But he didn't fucking care. Not when he thought of the angel-faced boy he'd been and the elegant man he'd become. One hand rubbed over his chin. Man or not, he still had trouble filling in that goatee, and traced it back down over the planes of his chest and belly before making a detour to his hips, sharp and clean. The sides of his pelvis, tracing the same angles as his cheekbones. He pressed one long finger into the crease and bore down hard, following the inevitable course down to his groin, where he cupped his testicles, fondling them gently and watching his cock twitch in response. His other hand reached down to skim over his cock, tracing each thrumming vein before swiping his thumb over the ridge of his glands. Fuck. He was sensitive, very sensitive, and he took advantage of that fact when he stroked the spot again. Sudden inspiration had him ducking into the bathroom for lotion before coming back to the spot before the mirror. He squirted a huge dollop of it onto his palm and slicked both hands thoroughly, taking the opportunity to admire his long, strongly boned fingers. Philosopher's hands, he'd heard them called, though he couldn't remember the girl who'd said it, a reference to its knobby joints. He loved those joints and took advantage of them now, reveling in the way his tight ass stretched around each one as he pushed it in. It was hard to do this standing, but if he arched his back, he could do it, could stroke his prostate, petting it while his knuckles rubbed at the sides of his channel, satisfying as anything molded out of silicone. A hard jab had him leaning forward to rest his temple against the mirror. From this angle, his reflection looked like another body pressed against his, and when he's wrapped his other hand around his dick, squeezing tightly, it was like voyeurism and exhibitionism all at once. He stroked himself tightly, and the reflection jumped, chest heaving as his gasp sent steam ghosting across the glass. He did it again, thrusting a second finger up his ass at the same time and groaned, hissing, "So tight, so fucking tight," as he pumped the finger steadily, the slick sounds of his hand drowned out by the blood roaring in his ears. He set a rhythm by his own heartbeat, speeding it as it raced, feeling the pulse in his temple against the glass, and the pounding of his heart and the throbbing of his cock, as he worked himself furiously, not bothering to hold back, not here, not with himself. Fuck, 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 fuck. It was just so epic. And he came hard, spurting all over his reflection before he collapsed to his knees. There was only a moment's hesitation before his pink tongue slid out to meet the tongue on the mirror, lapping up the pearly white trails as he gazed into his own hooded eyes. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was made for Gardenho 21 for her new com Yelchin Factory. Thank you to Smut Junkie for letting me record this fic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at smutjunkie.livejournal.com paddock.com/21824.html. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at paddockaproductions.com. Thanks for listening.